Welcome to this week's class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Lahavin Inyan Choshen Ve'Eifoid. To understand the idea of the breastplate and the apron that the Kohen Gadol wore, the Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse in Shabbos Parshas Tetzaveh, which that year was also Parshas Zachar, which was the 13th day of the month of Adar, in the year Tavshin Chavav, exactly 60 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse opens and it says, "Lahavin inyan choishem ve'efod," to understand the idea of the breastplate and the apron that the high priest wore. What do we have to understand? So we know that in the ephod, which was a complex apron that the Kohen Gadol wore, so in there you had the names of all 12 tribes. And they were engraved on two stones. So one stone had, there was six on one stone and six on the second stone. Like the verse says clearly, Shisha mismoisham al evanechas, six names was on one stone and the other six was on the second stone. That was the apron, the ephod. However, when it came to the choshen, the breastplate, so you had the 12 tribes, but they were engraved on 12 stones. Every single tribe had its own stone. That's question number one. Question number two, we also have to understand. By the ephod, the apron, there were two stones called Avnei Shoyim. And they basically were both from the same type of stone. It was a Shoyim stone. However, when it came to the Choshen, every single stone was different. So the question is, why is that? When it comes for the ephod, the two stones were the same stone. And when it came to the breastplate, every single stone was different. Also, we have to understand that the high priest wore it lezikaron, for remembrance in front of Hashem. And like it says in reference to the ephod, that I'm going to place the two stones on the shoulders of the apron, avnei zikaron, stones of remembrance for the Jewish people, and v'nasa Aaron wore the names in front of Hashem on the two shoulders for remembrance. And the same thing also in reference to the Choshen, it says, V'nasa Aaron, Shmeis B'nei Yisrael, Aaron wore the names of the Jewish people on the breastplate, L'zikaron, for remembrance of Pnei Hashem. So we have to understand what's this whole idea of a remembrance. So Rebbe explains and he says the idea is as follows. Based on what the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabad Rebbe explains, that when the Rebbe said this Chiddush discourse, 60 years ago, it was 100 years from his passing, so now it's 160. And he explains in the Chassidic discourse that the ephod, the apron, spiritually is in the level of ocher, which means behind. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol wore and he tied it where from the back. However, the chosh and the breastplate, that was on the front. So it's called punim. So the ephod is called behind because he tied it in the back. And the breastplate is called punim in the front because that it actually rested on his heart of the high priest. So the difference between the ephod and the choshen spiritually is a difference between the serving Hashem achar from the behind and the serving Hashem from the front. What does that mean practically? That's serving Hashem through prayer and serving Hashem through Torah study, or serving Hashem through iskafia, practicing restraint, or serving Hashem through transformation. In other words, the ephod, which is the apron, that's the serving Hashem, achar, in the back. Like it says, achri Hashem alakechem tleichu, after Hashem you're going to go. Which, what does that mean spiritually? Iskafia, restraint, you're practicing restraint. In other words, even though your heart is not in it, but you force yourself. Forcing yourself is a charayim. That's called from the back. When you force yourself, that's called in the back, iskafia. And according to this insight, obviously there comes from a very, very high power. And because it comes from a very high power, so all the Jewish people are equal when it comes to that. Because restraint, there's no intent in restraint. Everyone practices restraint the same way. I'm going to hold back, I'm not going to do it. Because you're not doing it and based on your intellect and your emotions, but you're reaching out to Hashem and saying, Hashem, okay, let's help me practice restraint. And over there, everyone's equal. So when it comes to the serving Hashem from Iskafia, Achar, everyone's equal. However, the breastplate, which is basically in the front, which means transformation. In other words, it means your heart already is transformed and you're serving Hashem with pnimius, internal powers, in meditation, intention. So everyone is different. Everyone has different ways they serve Hashem. And like the expression is, everyone goes in their path. And that's the reason. So when it came to the ephod, the apron, which we said is achor, which everyone is equal. So all the tribes are written equally. You had two stones, and both stones were the same type of stones, Avnei Shoyim. Now, even though they were two stones, but from the same material. Because when it comes to iskafia, practicing restraint, everybody's equal. However, when it came to the choyshe and the breastplate, no, everyone was unique. Everyone had their way of serving Hashem. And everyone had their own color. Everyone had their own style. Because when it comes to transformation, everyone transforms differently. Everyone goes in their path. And that's why there were 12 different stones for every single one of the tribes. Why? Because it comes from the 12 different paths. And that's why there's 12 different ways of serving Hashem. And as we know, there's 12 different gates of prayer, corresponding to every one of the paths of one of the tribes. Now, the choish and the breastplate is divided up. How was it? It was basically four rows. And each row, there was three stones. So four times three, you had 12. What does that mean? That's the way also, you know, when the Jewish people, when they travel, they had the flags, and they had the 12 tribes, and there were four flags, and every flag had three tribes, which basically, that's the way each tribe was divided up, to which flag and which direction you are, and so on and so forth. So that's the difference between the ephod and the choshen. Now, the stone that was used for the ephod, we said is shoyham. And it's interesting, Shoyim is spelled Shin Hei Mem, which is the same letters as Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, that who gave us the power, and who gives us the power for Iskafia, practicing restraint, that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why, that every single Jewish person, we're called Anshe Moshe, we're people of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Shoyim, he gives the one who gives us the power to practice restraint. And we have the power through him to practice restraint. And that's why both stones of the apron was of Shoyim, to teach us that what gives us the power to the service of Hashem of the ephod, which is considered the acharayim, which is a skafia, that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, even in the stones of the choshe and the breastplate, you also had Avnei Shoyim. And which tribe was the Avnei Shoyim? Because everyone had a different stone. Who had that? That was the stone of Yosef HaTzadik. Why is that? Because we know the difference between Yosef and all the other tribes, that all the tribes, they were in the level of, in the four worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. All the tribes in the world of Bria, which is lower than Atzilus. However, Yosef was even higher than Atzilus. And that's why the stone of Yosef was Shoyim. To show us that the power of Iskafia, which is the apron, which is the back, comes from where? Comes from even a higher place, higher than Atzilus. So A, the power we get from Moshe Rabbeinu, and B, the power comes even from higher than Atzilus to practice Iskafia. Now, in the stones of the Shoyim, so what does it say? V'nosa Aaron Shmoisam. Aaron carry the names, Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem on the two soldiers for remembrance. In other words, Aaron affected an elevation in the apron, in the avoid of Iskafia practicing pain, that should go to the level of Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem to remembrance. And by elevating the ephod, so he elevated also, not only the ephod, because he elevated the ephod, he elevated the choshen itself. Which is basically the serving Hashem in panim in the sabcha, because even there you should have the elevation of the Jewish people, the zikar of Hashem, and it was to elevate the higher than yud kevav ke, and it was not only that the onyx stones, the shoyim, which is the avoda of achar iskafia. You have to elevate it to Pnei Hashem, but even the stones of the Choshen, which is the avoid of the straight, it's Panim, etc., you also have to elevate it to Pnei Hashem. But how do you elevate the Choshen? It comes actually from the ephod. And that's why the Choshen, the breastplate, was tied with knots to the soldier of the apron. Up to the point that the Choshen cannot be disconnected, to teach us that when you do the work of the ephod, when you do the work of Acher, when you do the word of Iskafia, through the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, and through from the highest level of through Yosef, through higher than Atzilus, we have the power to elevate the Choshen as well, and we draw in that energy into Choshen. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, which we said is the same letters as Shoyam, the onyx stones that were in the Ephod and in Yosef's stone, he affected to draw into the Jewish people. Milmaida Lamata, Moshe brings down from the highest level to the lowest level, that we should have the power to do Iskafia transformation, to practice restraint. However, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down, but Aaron affects to elevate it, Lizikara and Milmaida Lamaila. And the Rebbe says he'd like to connect this in what the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Chabar Rebbe, says in a Chassidic discourse where it says, who Aaron and Moshe? That is Aaron and Moshe. The Rebbe says that actually what came out now from exile to redemption, and he says it seems that it's actually a Chassidic discourse of the Tzemach Tzedek, or at least based on a discourse of the Tzemach Tzedek, because you find this Chassidic discourse in Ari Torah. So he says that first it says, who Aaron and Moshe? This is Aaron and Moshe, that Hashem told them to tell the Jewish people to leave Egypt. But the verse afterward that says, they're the one that's speaking to Pari, the king of Egypt, to take the people out. Who spoke? So it says Moshe and Aaron. So first it says Aaron first and then Moshe. And the next verse it says Moshe first and then Aaron first. So he points out, what do you mean? Seemingly it's not understood, because in the first verse, where it speaks about going out of Egypt, Hoytzias Bnei Yisrael, God took them out of Egypt, it says Aaron first and then Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron before Moshe. And the second verse, when they spoke to Paro, it says Moshe before Aaron. Moshe comes before Aaron. So he explains, based on what it's brought down, that Moshe is the one that gives the power to the Jewish people, which means he comes from Almaila Lamata and he gives the power to do it. And Aaron is the one that elevates from Almaila Lamata. So based on this, when they will understand, when they went to speak to Paroi, so then Moshe Rabbeinu comes before Aaron. Why? Because first you have to bring down the energy down, and then you can elevate it. Because when we were in Egypt by Paroi, so then what was the avodah? Iskafia, to practice restraint, and that's why we have to run. That's why we had to run out of Egypt, and that's why we need Moshe Rabbeinu first. However, once you already left Egypt, then Aaron comes first. Why? Because then you can start off with elevating, because you already left. And then you can bring down Moshe Rabbeinu down to this world. Because that's what's the idea of a Samcha transformation, which is the level upon him. And that's Aaron, which we said, Aaron is the letters of Nira. Aaron is the same letters of seeing. And like explained at length in the Kutatarim Pashkaloisha, which is the idea of revelation. And that's why it says Aaron before Moshe Rabbeinu. So here we have a beautiful Chassidic discourse that explains the whole idea of the Choshen and the Ephod, the serving Hashem through Iskafia and Ishamcha, that we have the power to practice restraint. We have it from Moshe Rabbeinu, and if we have to worry, we have whatever we need to elevate it. And when we do our Avodah, we can actually, through that, elevate the idea of Ishamcha. And let's hope and pray that we do our Avodah, and when we do our Avodah, we'll have the coming of Mashiach. The next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.